Currently, Kirkland is your place for city updates and all things Kirkland. So stay in the know by staying tuned. Here's what's coming up.
Hear the inspirational story of one woman with a dream to serve on the Kirkland Police Department. See where the mayor found his inspiration for his annual State of the City speech. How the city came together to help Eastside Human Services. See the inauguration of our 44th president through the eyes of two generations in Kirkland. What's temporarily closing, moving, debuting, and a new shoreline master plan.
We've got those stories and more, so stay tuned for this episode of Currently Kirkland.
Currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With John Barnett at the news desk and Tani Wu on feature stories. Now, here's John.
Hi, I'm John Barnett, and welcome to Currently Kirkland. More than 115 people serve in the Kirkland Police Force. What does it take to wear the badge? We follow the inspirational story of one Kirkland officer from the acceptance letter to the first days on patrol.
We all know what it's like to work hard for a dream, and for 17 years, Julie Valencia never gave up. Today, she's a proud officer of the Kirkland Police Department.
It's picture day. These are the men, women, and canine that proudly serve you at the Kirkland Police Department. Protector, guardian, and servant of the people. They keep our city safe, preventing crime and solving problems with integrity and passion. Many of their paths were paved with determination.
And life's funny, you know, that you never go from A to B. At least I don't in life. So it was kind of a long and windy road, but I made it.
Julia took her first police test at age 20. 17 years later, she took the test again.
Having the Chief Olson come to me and say, congratulations, I signed your paperwork this morning, and you know, your next step is the academy. And that was very exciting.
There were a total of 220 applicants. Only five were hired to attend the academy.
I'm glad to see that she finally took the step and became a police officer.
Kirkland Police Corporal Eaglestein teaches at the police academy, where recruits go through 19 weeks of training, part academics and part real-world training.
They learn the mental part of dealing with the effects of OC, so when they go on the street and dealing with it in real life, that they have already been there, and they can also help with justification for the use of OC if they're called into court over a use of force case.
Let's go!
Learn to use their level 2 strikes, their hand strikes, elbows, knees, kicks. Dealing with fine motor skills as well as cuffing and the baton usage.
Get back! Get down! Good job, Julia. We're fighting!
It feels like 1,000 needles going in your eye. The moment it hits you, I mean, it's almost impossible to open your eyes. And then probably 10, 15 seconds after that, well, when you're done with the combat stuff and then go to decon, the hardest part is trying to control your breathing, because I was dry heaving. I honestly thought I was going to suffocate. That's probably the hardest part for me, just controlling my breathing, because my airways were clogging up, and well, my nose was bleeding, but it's getting better as time progresses, but it's probably one of the worst pains I felt in my life. Don't want to do it again. Definitely not.
We've all figured out who has what strengths. So for me, I help out in the academic portions for people. She helps out in defensive tactics. Other people are really good at the physical training side of things. So we just all take the best and pile it together so we can be a better team.
Bring your other hand towards me.
Good job, Lindsay.
Today is going to be the biggest challenge, as far as physically and mentally trying to overcome fear and anxiety and pain and still be able to complete your duties and your tasks.
Stop right there. Have a seat. Watch your head.
Graduation day comes quickly.
For the Kirkland Police Department, Lieutenant Kress,
will be presenting to Officer Valencia.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And pinning her badge on today is her husband, Gary.
I think when a parent gets to witness their child doing what they want to do, and their and the child is happy and they're committed and it's their passion, then you can't be anything but excited and proud for them.
Julie will finally join 69 sworn officers in Kirkland.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming Washington State's newest and finest police officer.
It's hard work. It really is. It's not for everybody. There are times when I get ready for work and I put on a ballistic vest. I wear a bulletproof vest at work, and I think to myself sometimes, I'm either really brave or really dumb, because I don't know anybody else besides the people I work with that put on bulletproof vests as part of their job. And I'm going to go with brave.
Police work is hard, but Julia says that the hardest job of all is raising her daughter to someday realize and follow her own dreams.
No.
She keeps a letter from her daughter close to her heart in her bulletproof vest.
I see that, it's getting tattered now, but when I see that in there, it reminds me what I need to do for the day, and that's get home safe.
Julia is doing what she loves and continues to be an inspiration to many.
It's wonderful to see people realize their dreams, and I'm glad that we've been a part of being able to keep her here.
Pinch me, I'm a deputy. That's kind of how it feels. All of a sudden, you know, I put this stuff on and I get in this car, but it's like, wow, look what I'm doing. This is something that people only wish they could do, and I get to do this job.
Julie was pinned and sworn in this past fall. She plans to stay here till she retires.
For more information about the Kirkland Police Department, please go to the website at the bottom of your screen. On January 20th, 2009, America saw the 44th president sworn into office. This date will be forever recorded in the history books and remembered for more than one reason. All generations of Kirkland residents watched the inauguration. We spoke to several people who told us how significant this day was to them.
The historical significance of this inauguration was felt by all generations, from the younger generation of new voters to those who have voted for over 50 years.
Because we have tasted the bitter swill of civil war and segregation.
Dream has come true. Martin Luther King's dream.
Bruce Norman has seen many changes in his lifetime.
It's all the racism, the balconies, upstairs balconies, you know, the separate fountains, things like that. You couldn't help but see, both in Greenville, Mississippi, and Montgomery.
Bruce was 20 years old and serving in the Navy. John Randolph also remembers a time when things were black and white.
North Carolina was heavily segregated. Even though on the Marine Corps base, we go into town and the movie theaters, African Americans couldn't go to the movie with us.
John was 18 at the time and serving in the Navy. At the Peter Kirk Community Center, both men have seen the March on Washington, the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr., the Chicago 7, and now the inauguration of the first African-American president.
Well, I don't think it's complete. It'll continue on. It'll continue on until everybody can stand side by side together and not have any prejudice and segregation. Because it's still there.
On the other side of Kirkland, at the Liquid Lime, the younger generation is celebrating too.
I definitely feel like I have a voice, and I'm so proud to see other young people feeling like they have a voice.
A generation that never had to see things in black and white. President Obama is just a hip guy.
This is history, and I never thought I'd see a day like this in our political arena. Something so inspiring and amazing. That was a great day, and I was going to spend it with family and friends.
Julie Reed and Shelley Clark represent two generations.
Mother and daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Joining together to celebrate.
I think the young people will benefit greatly, and I hope that they really pay attention and work for their communities.
Dwayne Wentz also joined family and friends here. He's been watching since 6:30 a.m.
It's so marvelous to see, you know, the pages being turned and to be able to look forward to, you know, rebuilding this country. And there's was hardly a dry eye in the place this morning.
Closer to home, Mayor Lowinger tells us what operating a city is all about in his State of the City address at the Greater Kirkland Chamber of Commerce luncheon.
And all of us are now facing new dilemmas within which we have to operate our businesses. This discussion, like we're having today, in a way, has to become very future-based and very anticipatory.
General city budget and infrastructure were topics covered based upon a brochure from the Association of Washington Cities called the State of the Cities Report. He applied it to Kirkland's situation and how it compared to other cities in Washington. We've posted the mayor's entire speech at the on-demand section of our website under special programming. To find the State of the Cities Report, go to the website at the bottom of your screen. Despite the tough city budget, the Kirkland City Council increases funding for human services by 8% in 2009 and 2010, the first increase in years. Several programs like HopeLink, Eastside Domestic Violence Advocate, Homeless Women and Youth Centers, Baby and Senior Services will be able to keep their service levels with some additions. This is in response to an increase in demand within these programs.
The numbers have been creeping up quite a lot over time. What we've been seeing from last year to like September of last year to September of this year, we saw a 25% increase in our clients coming in. And that's a pretty big increase. We're typically used to a much, much smaller increase every year.
The money for these services will come from the city's general fund with help from the Kirkland Police Department and Evergreen Hospital and Healthcare. An emergency fund for human services will be considered in March. For more information, please go to the Eastside Human Services Forum website below. Due to a lack of parking from construction, the King County Public Library in downtown Kirkland closed January 24th. It reopened on February 2nd at its temporary location at Park Place Books. Services offered are a book drop, a holds pickup area, wireless internet access, 6 computer terminals, and a small browsing collection. Books may also be returned at any King County Library System branch. Please go to the website below for more information. Today's teens live in a much different world than generations before. The Kirkland Youth Council focuses on a very important topic in their latest installment of We've Got Issues about teen stress.
Whatever, it's not that big of a deal. I'm fine.
Tracy, I heard you throwing up in the bathroom.
That's not fine.
It's not like I have a big problem. I make myself throw up sometimes. It's not a big deal. I was so sick of people telling me that I was big when I was younger that there was nothing else I can do. I couldn't fit into clothes. My mom would tell me that I was fat. That's my only choice.
Join Tracy, Lexi, Lars, and Duke as they work together on a school project at the same time dealing with their own individual issues of domestic violence, drug abuse, bulimia, and teen stress. Will these teens overcome their challenges and complete high school? Go to this website to watch the video and find out. It was a heated night. The Lady Kangs versus the Mustangs in Class 4A King County Conference play. Lake Washington High School lost to Redmond High, the final 66-53. The Lake Washington Varsity Girls are ranked 5th in their conference. To catch all of the action, go to the on-demand section of our website, and you can find the game under special programming. Marina Park Dock closed early February and will reopen in March. The city will use that time to replace aging and worn decking material. The 2nd Avenue South Dock is available for limited moorage during the closure. The opening day of boating is May 2nd. For more information, call 425-587-3341 or go to the website below. The city of Kirkland is developing new regulations for the Master Shoreline Plan. They want all lakefront homeowners to take a look at this guidebook. It will inform the community about alternatives to conventional shoreline armoring and stresses the ecological benefits of plants and beaches. All this to restore our shorelines and keep Lake Washington sustainable. Public comment is needed as the plan will be presented to council this summer. A workshop for shoreline property owners will be held on Saturday, February 28, 2009, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Peter Kirk Community Center. For more information, please go to the website below. Remember, you can access any of our programs on the web. Just visit the City of Kirkland homepage and click Watch On Demand Programming. I'm John Barnett. Thanks for joining us.
Wow, that was a lot of information, John. If you think we missed anything, have a comment or a story idea for us, we'd love to hear from you. Please email us at kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.wa.us. It's also on the bottom of your screen.
Business retention consultant Duncan Malloy will be holding business orientation seminars at the Kirkland Chamber of Commerce. All seminars are free. Learn about business assistance resources, marketing, finance, who's who at City Hall, business support organizations, and more. He's one of Kirkland's best-kept secrets. It's Kirkland Little League's 58th year. Come and celebrate opening day with a grand parade at the Lee Johnson Field. 5 to 12-year-old players are encouraged to participate with this award-winning team. View and experience the hundreds of plants and animal species that inhabit the unique and spectacular Juanita Bay Park. Meet in the parking lot at 1 p.m. and get ready to marvel at the beauty of this wildlife preserve. Come see one of the Eastside's most talented violinists this St. Patrick's Day. Award-winning dancers, special guest performers will delight music lovers of all ages. Come celebrate Irish culture and heritage.
More information and links to today's topics are available on our webpage. We'd also like to hear your comments on any of these featured stories.